we have learned a little bit about the Mishpatei Atzinoyim, in particular three that are learned from Tanai Megara B'nei Ruvain. It's actually Machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and Machlokas Rishon and Chaskin. But Rabbi Meir at least says that in order for Tanai to govern the Maisa, it needs to be a Tanai Kafol. It has to be Hein Kodem Lav. It has to be Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. We haven't, and we're not going to explore this, but just to understand what Tanai Kodem L'Maisa means, Tanai Kodem L'Maisa is Machlokas Rishonim. It seems that most Rishonim say Tanai Kodem L'Maisa means that you, which is, it is, I almost say it's odd, but it means you better hold that Almanas doesn't require Mishpatei Atzinoyim, because we know every formulation we know of is Hareat Mekudeshesli, Almanas Shetitnu Limasayim Zos, right? And if Almanas would not be considered, would not, if Almanas or Me'afshav would not obviate the need for Mishpatei Atzinoyim, then according to most Rishonim, none of those Tanoim would be valid. You have to say Almanach or and an Im Tanai, according to Moshe Rishon, you have to say Im Titni Limasayimzos Aret Mekudeshes. You can't say Aret Mekudeshes, say Im Titni Limasayimzos. That is the sheet that Moshe Rishon. When we say Tanai Kodem L'Maisa, it has to be Tanai Kodem L'Maisa in the actual formulation. In other words, there's two Maisas that take place with a Tanai. Number one, in the Tanai itself, when you specify to do it, and then the actual Maisa. So when you get married, so you say to your kala, "Harat mekudeshes li mitabazo kedas Moshe v'Yisrael," and then you do the ma'isa kiddusha. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't really matter what type of tanai it is. If you said "Harat mekudeshes li mitabazo kedas Moshe amanas," they're fitting in my sciences. Don't do that. Bad idea. So if you did that, according to the Rambam, it's not a problem, regardless of how you formulate the Tanai, because the Maisa Kiddushin takes place after the Tanai, as opposed to if you were to give your kala ring and say, Harat Mekudeshesli, B'tabaso, Kedas Moshe Yisrael, Almanas, or Ayin. So that would be Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. That is what the Rambam says. Other Rishonim say it matters only in the formulation. So if it's in formulation, you can't say Harat Mekudeshesli in Titni Masayim Zos. You have to say in Titni Masayim Zos Harat Mekudeshesli v'im lo Titni Masayim Zos Einat Mekudeshesli. That's what you would have to say. So you have to have Tanai Kafol and Kodem Lav, and the Tanai in the formulation in Titni Masayim Zos would have to precede that. But the one that we're going to talk about is the fourth possibility, which is Ephraim has astutely pointed out. The Rambam claims that we learn this from Tanai Gadda B'nei Ruvain, which is a Tanai She'i Efshar L'Kaima. A Tanai She'i Efshar L'Kaima. Now, in other words, does something, let's say a man wants to divorce his wife, and says, Harat Megureshes Imenu Begetzo. Im, or Almanas, Shetali Larokia. That was before the days of SpaceX and NASA. Okay? I know what Tosa says.
There's an angle
that
says, I
will
be a hot
air balloon. The problem is, of course, that Rakia is the ever elusive Rakia. When are you at the Rakia? When do you bang your head into it? Okay, but be that as it may. So there are really three different approaches one could take to how to understand such a condition. Okay, possibility one is that I'm not being serious, and I have no interest in doing X. So sometimes I don't want to say maisa b'chayim, this happens with your children. Well, they ask you if you can do something. And the answer is, well, if you do the following, then maybe you can do it. And you provide them with an impossible task to perform, which is really your way of saying, no. Right? Possibility two is to say that you're willing to do it, it's okay to go ahead, and you're just kind of poking it, right? Which is, you know, in other words, fine, we'll go ahead and do this if you do the following, but I know you can't do the following, we're going to do it anyway. But fundamentally, that reflects my opinion, my das, my intent, as I intended to do it. The third possibility, which is not seen to be so clearly entertained by the Gemara, is that I meant exactly what I said. I was trying to give that good old-fashioned no with a soft landing, except the problem is it doesn't work. It doesn't work because if you perform a maisa al tanai, you do something al tanai, and the tanai is yesh lekaimo, tanai bata umaisa kaim. In the very same way, if a man says to a woman, and he fails to fill out the rest of the tanai, or he fails to kofil it, it's clear what his intent is. It would seem to be clear what his intent is. He wants to marry her only she gets him 200 sons. But because he performed an act of kiddushin, and because he formulated the kiddushin around the kiddushin slate, and because he didn't formulate the tanai precisely, the tanai is batel and the maisa is tied. So there are three possibilities in this scenario. One question that does have to be entertained, though, is: are scenarios 2 and 3 actually different? Is the scenario where we say that I'm just as the Gemara uses the expression "mafligo bedvarim"? Is that actually different than if it's a formal requirement of mishpat ha'atanor? What would you say?
I have an opinion that may or may not be different depending on which one you're doing. I'm not sure.
Well, before you go, I want to ask you, are those two the same? Well, okay, got it, fine. That's fair enough. Go ahead.
Let's say if somebody said that you are married to me if you see the Mona Lisa physically, and then on her way to see the Mona Lisa, a terrorist attack it and destroy it. Like, he was clearly being serious, but it ended up being impossible to explain.
No, but that, at the time he made the tanai, it was actually the kind of.
So then that's completely irrelevant.
That's not relevant. Fine.
Well, so it totally depends on how much we're willing to disregard what he said. I mean, is it only because we think that he's not clear as current that the beauty would be guilt, or, you know, even if he says things that normally really hate that person, that he's clear, maybe we still think he's not clear since he was really clear in the first place anyways.
So I think
it's hard to necessarily say, but it's possible that you could have something
which is
sufficiently clear, such that it's not
going to be any interference. Okay, so I'm going to ask if that's actually true. So you're saying they're basically different. That one of them, I mean, on the surface they're different. One of them is a reflection of our assumption of his intent, and the other one is a formalistic requirement. In other words, the idea behind the Mishnah Ketanim, at least at first glance, and this is what I'm really challenging, is it that when you do a Maisa, the fact that you can, if you do Kiddushin or you do Geirushin with a woman, the idea that you're going to turn around and say, well, okay, but it's not really Kiddushin. What do you mean? You did a Maisa Kiddushin. What's it talk about? You did a Maisa Geirushin. You gave our get. Who says that a Tanai allows you to prevent the application of that Maisa? Right, I can't shoot a person al tanai. They're either dead or alive. If I hit them and didn't kill them, they're mostly dead. I understand. So, what does it mean to have to know and regulate a maisa? So, one way of saying it simply is that it's a formalistic option that allows you to do so. And if you fail, now you've got a maisa. And the law, basically, that the maisa should really be kayim no matter what. You can't do a maisa latanah. But now there is a series of rules. The law says that you can introduce stipulations that can regulate the application of many kinds of actions, and have them be limited, or not unconditional. The other possibility is to say that when a person performs an action, we assume they really mean it. When they attach a tanai to it, so they really mean that. Come on, you're giving the woman a gift. Yeah, throw in a stipulation. Are you really serious about it? So Rabbi Meir says that based upon the Psukim and Parshas Maaseh, in order to demonstrate that one is really serious about a particular agreement, you have to formulate it in a particular fashion. You have to make it clear what the consequences if and the consequences if not. And for whatever reasons, the yes comes first, the no comes second. And that may also be an indication of seriousness. And if you really want the Tanai to regulate the Maisa, you better do the Tanai before the Maisa. If you do the Maisa and then you do the Tanai, it's kind of an afterthought. It doesn't really count. So it is possible to understand Rabbi Meir Shita of Mishpatei Tanayim, the requirement, as it's simply a question of showing that a person is serious. And if you want to actually see this manifest in a explicitly in Tosis, it's a Tosis that I probably quoted to you before. The Tosis of Kiddushin Daf Mem Pesach days. The Gemara there speaks about who Gavad is Avin Arei Adalka Lameisek La'ar Di Yisrael. He's making Aliyah, it's a splat, and he sold the field. And then he didn't make Aliyah. Whatever happened, the Gemara talks about the details. And the Gemara does make clear that if he had simply mentioned it, not formally made Mishpatei Tanayim, but if he had indicated that he was selling his field because he was going to Eretz Yisrael, so then, the sale would be bottom. The problem was, he didn't spell it out, and it was Dvarim Shebelev. It wasn't Dvarim Shebelev Obelev Kalav. So Tosus points out there, in a nice little, not too big, but a long Tosus, down the side of the page. Tosus points out that sometimes you need Mishpatei Tanayim, and sometimes you don't need Mishpatei Tanayim, but you need Hilui Daita. You need to be Megala Das, and then sometimes you don't even need to do that. So Tosa says, it depends. There are some things that are so obvious that everybody understands why you're doing something. That's called Dvarim Shebelev Obelev Kalav, and that's not Dvarim Shebelev. That Dvarim Shebelev, the Gemara says, normally Dvarim Shebelev lo havetvarim, they don't count, they don't qualify. Here, Dvarim Shebelev havetvarim, because it's Dvarim Shebelev Obelev Kalav. So everybody knows. Everybody knows why you're doing it. And that it's conditional. And then some things are not quite as clear. But once you're Megala Das, it's clear that you're serious about it, right? Why is the guy selling his house? He doesn't have any other place to live here. He sold his house because he's making Aliyah. He didn't say anything. Well, okay. Sometimes people sell the houses. They figure they'll find some other place to squat because they figure they make a killing off the real investment. They think the market's going to crash, so let's cash out now. So, yeah, it makes sense that he did it to make Aliyah. He didn't say anything, and therefore it's Dvarim Shebelev, and Dvarim Shebelev will have a time. And then finally, there are some things that are so not obvious that you really want to be Mevatel your thing, that if you want to be Mevatel your thing, you have to use Mishpatei Tanayim. From that Tosus, it seems very clear, I think. It seems very clear that the requirement of Mishpatei Tanayim is to indicate that you're really serious about the Tanayim regulating the Maisa that you're doing. Because you're doing the Maisa. Now you're trying to say, but. So if it's not so intuitive, so obvious what you're doing, either on its own or with a little of your assistance, if you give das, then you need Mishpatei Tanayim in order to limit it. Now, if that's really the case, then Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira here that we're going to see, if you want to argue that when I do an almanash etamli l'rakia, to argue that I'm not being serious is just another form of one of the Mishpatei Tanayim. Right? In other words, the whole reason why you require Mishpatei Tanayim, yes, it's learned from Tanai Gadot Tanai B'nai Ruvain, but that's the paradigm. That's when people are serious. There is one other Tanai of Chodesh. What, and remember what it is?
Similar
to a tonight. I'm not sure if it's quite a tonight.
From
Tanya Eliezer.
Like,
no. I'm trying to
remember.
I saw it. What? No. I'm trying to think. I don't think it's Yaakov and Laban. I saw one of these shown him just points. It's very strange to point that out because we learned from Tanya Gadri Ruben, but. And the problem is Yaakov's work, you know, working for Lavan is not an im, it's just wages for his thing. There's somewhere where there's an im, but I can't remember what it was. All right, anyway, bottom line, just because they've got an immigrant, just shows you that you know, to be serious about something, this is how serious people do things. So you need to be a serious person. You need to indicate you're serious about this tonight. So that's the case. So, but it's really interpreting what's going through your mind. That's the only reason why you have to have Mishpatei tonight. If that's the case, so then the same thing holds true, could hold true with this. That the reason, only reason why we say that you are, that if it's Iyashur Kaimo, that Sinai Batal Masakayim, is because we obeyed your task to assume that you weren't being serious when you attached it tonight. So that, then you could argue, the fault is the same thing as learning it from, in other words, if the all Yemish Pitei Tanam is, we just want to know that you're serious. So then the Tanu has to be the same thing. Yeah.
Presumably,
the Rabbanim and the Rebbe don't hold it. The question is, whether or not you're supposed to eat for, you know, do we learn from Akiva or Hinshin Yadav Neruvim? And if this is independent of that Machlokas. Again, but the question, then the question becomes, what's the Nachlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim? Right, this is maybe a question you can ask at Tosfos. Right, the obvious solution to this conundrum is to say no. It is a formalistic requirement in order for Tanai to be controlling. Right? You're going to have to deal with the cases that Tosus in Kiddushin Daphne Taz deals with. One of the ways around that, I think it might have been suggested at the beginning, they rejected, is to say that by Dabar Shlepa Mamo, you don't need Mishpat Tanai, like the Shita said, the only. And to say that it's only a requirement by Kiddin Kiddushin, and all the other stuff mostly falls away. The JDO with all that falls away. But if you don't say that, so you're forced into this position, you have these gemaras where you don't require Mishpatei Tanaim, and yet the stipulation, the unexplicit or the not formally stipulated stipulation, governs the halos of the action. So then you got to really explain, why should that be? Why should that be? So I mentioned this to point out that the distinction between Category 2 and Category 3, the idea that the reason why Tanai She'i'efshu L'kaimo is not binding and the Maisa is Kayim, option two where we say, because obviously you weren't serious about it, you meant for the Maisa to be Kayim anyway. The way we would formulate it, it's one thing when my kid says, can we go to the baseball game tonight? And I say, well, if you mow the lawn, clean up your room, clean up my room, clean out the garage, and sort through, you know, the last 6 months of mail and scan it, so then we can go to the baseball game. So we all understand that my child approached me, asked me something, and that was my way of saying no. But if I go to my child and I say, all right, you know, you've been very good, and I think you deserve to go to the baseball game tonight, and we should go to this tonight, and just, you need to do these things before. So you can imagine, I'd be saying that with a little bit of a smile and a wink. Like, really, Dad? Really, that's what you're thinking? You know, so I said, no, we're going to go to the baseball game. I'm just telling you these things they can get done and whatever. That's all. I'm just sitting here immediately giving you a hard time. So we understand how there could be, how depending upon the situation, in this case, the guy gives his wife a get. He's not going to have to soak her right yet and get even the sign of it just so he can say, ha-ha, too bad, you can't get divorced until you climb that Everest and jump to the sky. Right? That's not what the guy is doing. Obviously, he wants to give her a get. It's just to see her again. So it's the last thing he has to do for her, to give her a hard time. It's the last action in their marriage is he can be a jerk even when giving her the get. Okay, that's bottom line what's going on. That's very different than, right, saying that there's a formalistic requirement, that we actually don't care what your intent is. Your intent is irrelevant. If you give the get and you attach to it a stipulation that's Yeshua L'Kaimo, it's possible because it's not like B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven. At any time, it's not like B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven. Simply, the whole idea that it's not can limit the halos of an action is a chiddush. It's a chiddush and chiddush Torah in the story of B'nai Gadim B'nai Reuven, and if it doesn't follow that paradigm, then the Tanai doesn't work and the Maisa just remains as is, if you never stated the Tanai. So those are the three possibilities that really should be out there. Again, if you collapse it the way Tosus does, it is not easy to find an afkamina between two or three. They might be really the same thing. You might be able to come up with something. In other words, the only way you could say it is that the reason behind the Mishpatei Tanaim is that. Yeah, but it's still hard. It's going to be very hard to make that work. Tosis and Kiddushin makes it very difficult. Okay. Anyway, so with that in mind, let's take a look at our Gemara. Our sugya. So let's start first with the Tosefta. Yoni, can I get you to read?
Yes,
I mean, no, don't read it. We'll never come across on the recording for posterity. So sorry. Nisim, start with the Tosefta. We'll rotate around. Okay, so it would be pretty straightforward. Since you can't fly, and you can't walk across the Mediterranean with your feet, meaning walk on water, so you don't have to worry about the get being chal, about the get not being chal because she'll violate the tanaud and then she'll go up to the sky, she'll fly in the air, or she will, which of course is ironic, but to typically the avir, today people do it all the time. Obviously it means, as I like to joke, when kids tell me they're going to go out to fight, I ask them, you better rest up your arms the night before. So obviously, typically bava means with your arms, and walking across the sea. That'd be a more interesting proposition. Is there a way to do that? You know, if there are people who can lie on beds of nails, and get, you know, then it's harder to do it walking on water. Okay, the best you can do is float on water. There's too much, there's not enough surface area with your feet. The bottom line is you can't do it. You know she's never...
If you walk on frozen lake.
The Mediterranean Sea never freezes over. That's a good idea. He says, Tabriya Sayamagado. I also suspect that they never saw frozen lakes in Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to imagine they did. I don't know. I mean, there are no lakes in Yerushalayim, right? Probably not. And I imagine they never really, it doesn't get cold enough for the lakes to freeze. It takes a while. It's not like a couple of days below freezing. A couple of days of freezing does not make frozen. So bottom line is no. We can't do that. You know that tonight will never be violated, therefore you get us kind of immediately. If, however, the stipulation is the opposite, Amanas, Shikabi Braglayach, Yamagado, or Shikipati Babar, you know the tonight will never be fulfilled, therefore the get is Bato, definitionally. That's what the Tanakhama says. Go ahead. Okay, it probably should be Kozeh get. No, he thinks that this is actually a valid get. Okay, Klalama. Okay, so I think that belongs to the next part. I think Lomis Kavin Zeh Ela Lahafliga. It could be. I thought Ben Shamar Rafa Ben Shamar Bishkar, the Tanai is the same. Not related, so that's the next topic. But either way, it does go on our line, and again, I would be surprised because the Gemara doesn't quote this. In other words, I know the Gemara's citation is not exact. As the Tosefta, that it's close enough, you might expect it to quote the sentence. But if it did mean that, it would mean that even when the person writes it in the Shtar, he's still not being serious, because it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Okay, so when you read the Tosefta, the Machlokas seems to be, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir's position is clear. When a person makes such a Tanai, we know he's not serious about the Tanai, he just wants the Maaser to be kind. What is the Chachamim's position? What is the Chachamim's position? That's one possibility. Possibility one is that, well, maybe he didn't mean it. Maybe he's just being a meanie and he's telling basically, you can never get it, you can do those things, because I can't stand it. Which doesn't make a lot of sense. I can't stand it, I should get rid of it. If I get rid of you, I have to pay you soon. Whatever. What's the other possibility? The other possibility is it's once again a formalistic rule of contractual interpretation. Is that if I stipulate something, because if all I meant was for the get to be a get, then I should have said nothing. I raised that detail, period. Once I added an almanas, despite the fact that we can make an argument that it wasn't being terribly serious, what's the point of my adding an almanas? And again, it's not that, therefore, obviously I'm serious. Once you catch a sign, even though if you're underlying the likely underlying intent is that you don't really mean it, you did attach the tanai. And therefore, unless the tanai can be interpreted in a way, unless the tanai is ambiguous, and this tanai is not ambiguous, if it's ambiguous, it's his intent in uttering the tanai. But the tanai itself is clear, and they might believe that that even if the intent might be, even if your internal intent might be clear, you're not serious, that can't undermine what is explicitly stated in the Tanakh. Fine? Possibly. You're saying, according to the first approach, which is that he really, well, no, either way, but if he really did mean it, you're going to say he really did mean it, if that means that he doesn't really want to give her a get. Yes, so then it means when she does it, that's like time just onus to get in. And here we would say, yesh time just onus to get in, because that's the Ikar Hadin. And then, where as opposed to if it's a formalistic requirement, then it may not actually matter. It means he whatever his intent was, he stipulated this governs the thing, and if she somehow manages a miraculous performance of walking across the Mediterranean on top of the water or going up to the Rakia, wherever that is, so then in a chanam. Yes, that might be enough to me. So in the Tosef, at least for the Yehuda, then Bezerra's position is clear. This is not about, it's either not about Mishnah Kedah Tanayim in the formal sense, or it means all Mishnah Kedah Tanayim are just about what was his intention. Shalom Niskavim, Zephraim and Eshtun Nisim note this as well, and Seder point out Niskavim. Lo niskaven ze ela lahafliga. That I think is very, very clear. Okay. Fine. So we have machlokas hatanoim about whether or not an impossible tanai is, in fact, binding or is to be disregarded in the maisis kai. Okay. Now let's go to the sugya and bava mitzia. That's right. Stop. I don't want to dwell on this at length, but I do want to make one ha'ara to you, which about those of us, those who are in the Shir M'sachim, which might be half of you, might remember. What is a Shomer Chinam Chayavon? Quick review.
Shia.
And everything else, what is a Shomer Chinam Chayav?
Shua.
Okay. What is a Shomer Safar and a Sofer, which are being lumped together here? What are they chayav on? Okay, and they're potter on?
Ones.
And but Ones, they have to take a Shua. Okay, finally, a Shoel is chayav on what?
Everything.
It says.
Exactly.
What? Mesa Machmas Malacha. He's not really Chayav on Mesa Machmas Malacha. He's not really Potter, excuse me, somebody. Why is he Potter? It's just a shame of the toast. If he bought the animal from you, and then the animal dropped dead working because the animal was not capable of working, they didn't tell you that, that's a Mecca of toast. So if I borrow the animal for you to do plowing work, and it's not that the animal dies of old age, it dies because it couldn't handle regular plowing if I plow properly, in the right kind of field, with the right kind of effort, right kind of weather. So then it's a shein of the toast, that's why I'm talking about it. Otherwise, a shoel is chayav, like an owner. So the Mishnah says that you can stipulate when you become a shomer to be, if you're a shomer chinam to be patah for shua, from a shoel to be patah moshalim. And a nosei safar can be patah from both. So what's really odd about this, right? A shoel is never chayav of a shua, really, because he's always chayav to pay. Shomer Safar sometimes has to pay, sometimes has to take a Shua. A Shomer Chinam, does a Shomer Chinam ever have to pay? Yes. So why does it say Shomer Safar and Sofer are part of Master and part of Mashalim and from a Shua? Why does a Shomer Chinam also not say part of Mashalim and Shua? It only says part of Leah's part of Mashua.
Because Shia is when he himself was. Trying to harm, right?
No, that's not.
Again?
I'm careless.
Oh.
But you know, now you know the answer, fine, yes.
The thing he wouldn't do is that people hope that no one would ever accept a shaman if he explicitly says, I'm
going to
be
poshea.
It's worthless.
No, it's not actually worthless. It's not actually worthless. In other words, that's almost like Hanach, it's a little better than Hanach Lafanai. Hanach Lafanai basically means, listen, I'm not promised to watch you, you can put it here. Right? And as you do in a chatzah, for example, the Gemara explains one of the Mishnayos. if you have your stuff and you want me to watch it, say, listen, I'm not watching it, but you can put it in my chatzer. What it does is it absolves you of liability if my animal gets injured, I get injured on it, but I'm not liable for any damage that happens to it. So there is that's a metzius, that's what all about this parrot. I like the lumbus parrots. You should know what the lumbus parrot is. Yeah, the Rambam understands that nezef is a din in posher is a din in nezef. It's like a masaf b'yadayim, which is why there's a question in Psachim. Are you finish your Psachim? So in Psachim, Rava said ba'iul chamir de bechela mi bataychu, the imignav o misvad minaychu boy. Rava told the people of Mechoza that you have to get rid of the quartered soldiers' chametz because even though it didn't belong to them, since they had a chrayus for it, they would be liable. They would violate bayur or bayimatze. So the question is, if you're chayav and gerev and aveda, so then you have a chrayus. Let's say you're not on gerev aveda, but you're chayav and shir like the shamachinim. What would the din be? So some rishonim say in chayav and shamachinim also. But I think the way the Rambam understands is that no, that the Rambam says it has to be dafka gnei aveda. So why not Shia? The answer is because Shia is not achrayas. Shia is a masik b'yadayim. So if you're only chayav on being posheya, it's not that you have achrayas on the thing, it's just that you can't be masik b'yadayim, so it's not yours. Because I can, even if it's not in my rishas, I can't be masik other things b'yadayim. Okay, so anyway, that's the structure of the Mishnah almost suggests. That tashlumin on pshia is not midin tashlumin of shomim, but midin tashlumin of a regular mazik, of adam mazik as opposed to of the original adam mazik as opposed to the shomim, which are counted in other avos nezikin and other prices. Okay, fine. So now the Mishnah continues. The part that's really relevant. Let's read this carefully. Okay, so first thing is Masa or Masa Kasa Vatara. So we'll have to explore just a little bit, not so much now, but when we do the next Gemara, the Gemara is going to raise that question, what it means to be Masa or Masa Kasa Vatara. But apparently, a classic Masa or Masa Kasa Vatara is found in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli is, well, I mean, the Bavli too. Why not? I'll tell you something that I learned only in the last day from a Gemara that I thought there was only one interpretation from over 30 years ago when I learned Subas and Ravitvorsky Shir in 11th grade, and it turns out there's a whole other Shita in this. If a man says to a woman, Harayat Makudesh Asdamanash Einlich Alai Sher Psasfa'ona, Rabbi Meir says, she's Makudeshas and he's Chayav in all these things. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Davar Shir B'Mamon Tzadam Chayav. Rabbi Yehuda says, that Harayat Makudesh Asli, and so what's the din? And he said, "Arayat mekudesh asli, amanash ein li chalayach share, she'ein li alayach share, she'ein li chalay share k'sos va'ona." What's the din? What do you think the din is? Is he chayev or pater? According to Yehuda, that the Davar Shemamun is pater. Only in. So that's what Rashi and most Rishonim say. But there's a Ritva, and I still try to say it was an Aguda. There are Rishonim who say no, that Ona is in fact Potter as well, because she can be Mochalas on Ona. And they point to Yerushalmi. There may be two different Yerushalmis here, but the Yerushalmi they point to is the Yerushalmi somewhere, is it in Kiddushin? I don't know if it's Kiddushin or Gittin. Where the Yerushalmi gives an example, you know what Masa Masha Kasabat Shabbat Torah are not of Davar Shemamon is? If what man says to all the Harayat Mekudesh is made, I'm going to ask that you will be Pata from Yibam and Chalitza. Now the truth is, all of these examples highlight what it really means to be Masa Masha Kasabat Torah. What does it mean? Not like the Havamin of Argamar and Pedal and Medes, which we haven't seen yet, you might not have seen yet. It means that I want to perform an action, but I want the dinim that come along with it to be different than what the Torah dictates. The Torah dictates that if a man marries a woman, he dies without any living descendant, time to death, and he has a brother, that his wife requires him with chalitza. You can't change that. If a man marries a woman, he is, let's assume for the moment, obligated in a Torah and whatever sheriffs and ona are. You're stipulating that there's no sheriff, they're not having sheriffs and ona, is simply trying to change a reality. The reality is, you are chayav in shirk tzitzis. Or, For example, if you lend somebody money, you say that I'm lending this money, amanas, that shvius will not be meshamet this loan. Shvius is meshamet this loan. Amanash eilach alai ona, you have no amanas. Well, that's element of the regard, to be careful there. But all of these things basically are performing an action that the Torah says that when you do action X, the following things are a result of it. When the action is how, the following things result. And for you to say that the following things should not result is called Masla Nasha Kasa B'Torah, which Rabbi Yehuda says works by Devash Shemom, and Rabbi Meir says doesn't work ever. Okay. So anyway, so Kola Masla Nasha Kasa B'Torah K'Nabata. Now, on the surface, how would that appear to work with what came before it? And we're not doing this part of the Gemara. Well, what happens, Nisim? Would you like to be Meshem Achinim to watch my Gor Gittin? Okay. And then Nisim says, by the way, I'm Patam Shia. Or Patam Swear. So no, the Torah said, when you greet the Yeshua Mechidim, you're high, you can swear to me. If you claim that a nurse came and gobbled up my Gemara, so you have to take a shul. Right? If you borrowed my Gemara to use, and lightning struck my Gemara, what do you mean? You're pata from Onsim. You were shul. The Torah says a shul is high, but Onsim. So how can you say you're not high, but Onsim? That's the Gemara is going to ask the question. Now, it is a Dabar Shabba Momo, so Rabbi Yehuda, that's not a problem. The question is, Who's the author of this Mishnah? And the reason I say who's the author of this Mishnah is problematic with the next line, which is Kol Tanai. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong thing. B'chol Tanai. What does that mean? In three words. It's Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Any Tanai where the Maisa precedes it. Kol Tanai Shuyish Masa B'Tchilaso. To know is Bata. Now that's clearly one of the Mishpat HaKanan, which means who's the author of this Mishnah? Remir. The problem is, so then what do you do with the first part of the Mishnah? So the Gemara will explain that when you deal with a monetary chiyuv, that you have to, in other words, when a shomer is masna that he potter from onsen, he's not a shomer anymore, in effect. Right? The Torah does it, in other words, I can borrow your thing under any conditions. I just said I'm not a shoah. The Torah says if you want to be a shoah, if you want to get the little sticker on your thing that says, I was a shoah today, then you have to be chayav notzim. If you want to let me use your object, and with the following stipulations, that's fine, I'm just not a shoah. That would seem to be what the Gemara's explanation ultimately is. But okay. So the first line is, can't be masa masa kasa b'Torah, and if you are, to know is batel. Now, and if you do Maisa Kodma Tanai, to know is Bata. Now, the Mishnah doesn't state explicitly what is the implication. If to know is Bata, then what happens? Maisa Kayat. Doesn't state it explicitly. And you could have said that when you attach such a Tanai, you could have said the opposite. If I do the Maisa Kodma Tanai, then whether I do or don't fulfill the Tanai, doesn't matter. The Maisa is Bata. Which wouldn't make a whole lot of sense in that case. Because there I did the Maisa first. So if the Tanai is Bata, then there's just I didn't do the Maisa ala Tanai, right? Because I didn't stipulate the failed Tanai until after I did the Maisa. But okay, it's not explicit. And finally the Mishnah says, so what does that mean?
Everything that is doable and the Tanai last thing in the beginning,
it's very strange. It brings back now. So the Mishnah says two things: Kosha Efsha Lo Lekayma VeHista Alav Mitchilasa Meachasa Tanai Kayim. Now, you are reading Ephraim, Behista Imo Mitzilasa, in the technical sense, Behol Tanai Shish Maisa Mitzilasa. Now, you didn't really have to read it that way. All you could have said was, anytime you're able to do it, and you stipulated it beforehand, you have to stipulate it, so such a Tanai is valid, governs the action. But it might be for good reason you said what you said, which the Mishnah here is saying, is giving you the two conditions for which are necessary for Tanai to govern. Now, what's interesting is that when you go to our part of the Mishnah, our half, not the first part of the Mishnah, there's clause A and clause B. where the sign is batal. And then we have clause A prime and B prime where the sign is chal. But notice that clause B prime is what? The way you're interpreting, it's the inverse of clause B, meaning it's the same thing, it's the other side of the coin. Clause B was that and that's B, and B prime is the hista alav mitchilasa. Now, if that's the case, then what is A? Kalamaste amasha kasava Torah, then is bata. What is B? Efshel l'taimo. So on, if the parallelism holds, what does Efshel l'taimo really mean? Yeah, except for you would expect that to come. You know, it's a funny way of formulating it. It would seem that Masna Masha Kasa Betora is E'ef Shalakaima. Now, if that were true, just on a pshat level, it really is a profound philosophical statement. Although, arguably, that philosophical statement is a debate between Abai and Rava and what is to follow in Aaron Gemara Hin. You haven't seen it yet, but let's say a man of one ancestor's wife. So, Abaye, this is a Tosefta earlier in Gittin, with I believe no mention of a Yehuda ben Beseira. Abaye says, hihi, it's the same achlokas. Rabbi says, no, it's not the same achlokas. It's not the same achlokas. Why is it not the same achlokas? Because Rava says that if she wants, she can eat the chazer. She can eat the chazer, get Malchus to eat the chazer, and that should be Bukareshus. And what does that buy you, say? Abaye is saying that eating the chazer is Iefsha. Or better formulated, not impossible, but
Inconceivable.
Right? It would almost be the same thing. In other words, describing this Mishnah on a pshat level, if the two sides are parallel, is describing Masna Masha Kasava Torah is E.F. Shalakaima. Now, in truth, it's not really the case. And the reason it's not really the case is because even if you were to see them in parallel, Masna Masha Kasava Torah is not E.F. Shalakaima. It's just not chal. Right? If a man is masna and says, Haret mekudeshes de amanash eilach she'enlich alai sherks l'sa'ona, it's not yesh l'kaimo. It's just ipso facto null and void. When you make a kiddushah, but you say only if, it's like shooting somebody and saying, you know, but it's al hatzanah. Right? Only if, I'm only shooting you if the bullet goes in circles and kills you. But otherwise, I'm not. That's ridiculous. If you shoot the person, you shot the person. So if you perform a kiddushin, then, assuming that the kiddushin is binding, you're chayavik shifts for ona. It's just, in one case, I would say it's ineffective. In the other case, it's impossible. Okay. Anyway, so that's something to think about in the Mishnah, and I only raise that because I would never have thought of that if it weren't for Tosos, obviously. So now let's go to the Gemara. Okay. V'chol she'ef she'lekayim v'sofo. Who was reading? Huh? Go ahead. Someone
of Tavla on that.
Right, I would say as long as his alamit chilas, as long as it's tzinai came first, tzinai was kayam, and therefore if it's iyash alakaima, obviously the ma'isa is ma'isa is bata. If it's iyash alakaima, the ma'isa is bata. Right? Apa pisha efsha. Lo lekayim of the sofa, as long as it's tithalat tila. So tonight is time, and therefore the mice is bought up because it's yesha lekayim of time. Titanya. Okay, which of course Tosus is bothered by, because Tosus in Gittin is bothered by, because Tosus says, what do you mean? Miskayim Hatanai. I raise it again. It's impossible to be Mekayim Hatanai. So Tosus gives a Taurus, but I don't understand the question. Mishnah doesn't mean if the Tanai is actually Miskayim, it's a Melitza. It's another way of saying Miskayim Hatanai, I raise again. But since we all know that it's Yesh Miskayim, ain't no get. That's just that's having fun with how you say it. That's like, no, I'm serious. Said, if you clean up your room, the garage, the backyard, and shred all that stuff for the last 6 months, I'll take you to the baseball game. I know that's not going to happen. If somehow you pull it off, okay, you pull it off. That's right.
So using such a melitza, you can still indicate something about the reasoning of the Hachamim. I mean, if it was something more holistic, then using such a melitza would be misleading.
Okay. Fine. I hear what you're saying. You're saying the fact that they even present it in this format suggests that it's just a regular stipulation. In other words, it's not a formalistic issue. It's not, no. In order for me to agree to do it, you have to perform this. Yeah, I'm giving you the task, which is impossible, because I think you're not going to do it. But if somehow you do it, okay. Right? It happens. Sometimes we make a promise conditioned upon something we expect to never happen, and someone comes back and says, they did it. Now we're kind of stuck having to keep our promise. That's the way it is. A little egg on our faces, but nonetheless. Okay, so, continue. Right. Says it again. So, Ephraim has pointed out to me that it doesn't say, like the Tosefta, lo niskalein ela lafliga, but rather, eno ela kimafliga. It's like he is, you know, needling her. And it's kosher. Right? Because clearly if we knew that he was needling her, we would say that the Tanai is bottom and I is scouting because he's very into that one. So this is Kimafiga. Okay. So what is Renachman adding that the Rav Tavla didn't say? Very possible on this. Right? Rav Tavla said the name of Rav. The Mishnah is the opinion of Yehuda ben Tema. Chachamim disagree. And Rav Nachman says, we pass the record of Yehuda ben Tema. And now, here's the kicker. I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Okay. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes along and says, you know what, our Mishnah is also meduyak, like that. Because the Mishnah says, Kol Tanai, She'ef Shal Lekaimo, V'Hislat Tzoso Tano Eskai. Okay, so, clearly they hold like we hear them in the Seirah. So what's odd about this? It's really odd. Yes. Well, the deal from Mishnah, I mean, has effectively, Rav Tavla already said it, the Rav, Mishnah's already been tabled. So what is Renach Maria Tzakeh? We're going to read Tosus, and we're going to read the Rizal, but before you even look at them, did you know what the answer was? I assume you know what Tosus gives. Two answers, but he doesn't really spell it out. The Ritva, I think, comes closer to actually saying what is clearly, my opinion, of Shach. Right?
It becomes clear once you see the parallel in Gittin.
Exactly. I had the benefit, in hindsight, of learning the Gemara in Gittin first. And then when I looked at the Gemara in Zabitzia, I realized the problem immediately, that it kind of didn't make sense. Then I looked at the Tosus Asked the Kasha, and he sort of got close to saying it, not quite the first approach. And then the Rishon says it really explicitly, even if he doesn't point it quite that way. In Mechkarish terms, we would say that the sugya already existed in Gittin, or a piece of the sugya, and it got sort of merged in here. In other words, the duyuk that was placed, that we have in Gittin, got transferred to the Sugya B'Metzia, even though in some sense it's not necessary. Because the Sugya B'Metzia started out effectively making the duyuk. What Tava Marav said, the Mishnah, is Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, not Rabbi Rabbanu, and he quotes the Braisa. And Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, in Gittin, remember what happened. In Gittin, we have just a Braisa. It's a machlokas of Yehuda ben Beseira and the Chachamim. Whether or not Tanai Shiyesh Shal Kaim Tanai Bata Lo Tanai Kaim. And then Rav Nachman comes along and paskins like we do in the Seder. So all we have right now is a Braisa, which is a Machlokas, and Rav's Pshat, Rav Nachman quoting Rav, is paskining like we do in the Seder. Comes along Rav Nachman Ben Yusuf and says, oh, by the way, it's very Meduya, because the Gemara in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia is very much Mashiach that way. And then when the editors took this piece of Rav Nachman over, right, the original sugya in Bava Metzia, at least hypothetically, is Amar Tavla Amar Rav Zo Divrei Ben Tema Masdisan. What's the language here? Zo Divrei Yehuda Ben Tema V'Chachamim Omrim, and the Tanya, and they quote the Braisa. And then they decide to edit, and we pass them like by the Stamish, huh? Amar Nachman Arav, we pass the Yehuda Ben Tema. And then, as part of that package, they just dragged over the whole statement. But the deal is not necessary, because that's where we started. We started the sugi, mini sugi here, with the deal. That's what's going on. Okay. Now, Tosus is fun only because Tosus comes up with a very careful, clever reading of the Mishnah that you might have thought to explain what was the Nachum Bar Yitzchak doing. Now, the truth is, if you take it out of the sugya, you don't need to come up with such cleverness. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, now you still do, in other words, if Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak is commenting on this Mishnah in this context, it makes very little sense to say Deikanami. Now, in Gittin, it makes a little more sense, because we have a Braisa with a Machlokas, a Pesachim and Amoraim like the minority opinion, and then Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that Deikanami should pass the other because the Mishnah Bar Metzia. His dictum might have been knowing the Mishnah Bava Metzia. But if he's commenting on the Sugya Bava Metzia, it's certainly impossible to say that. You're commenting on the Mishnah, and somebody has just said, oh, by the way, this Mishnah is obviously within the Seira. And now it comes to Nachum Bar Yitzchak and says, oh, Deikanami. What are you talking about? That's where we started here. Now, the only thing that's still difficult with that is Deikanami, it may not be the right words. And that Tosis is justified in being bothered by it. It's not the right words because, at least on the surface, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia is not deka. The Mishnah in Bava Metzia is virtually explicit. Now, it's not explicit, but it's virtually explicit. Only if what?
You read it as one chunk.
You read it as two separate chunks. Let me rephrase it. It only actually says what we wanted to say. As long as you read it as two separate pieces. And because you could have read the Mishnah as one piece, it's not just, Tosfos starts out with the fact that the Mishnah doesn't state the klal in the positive, it states it in the inverse. I mean, the Mishnah doesn't say if you have a Tanai Shi Efsha Lekaimo, any Tanai Shi Efsha Lekaimo is batal. It says that a Tanai Shi Efsha Lekaimo is Kayam. So initially you could start and say, the D.O.P. is called Tanai Shi Efsha Lekaimo, is Kaya, but if it's Eif Shalakaimo, it's Bata. But Tosus wants to go further and say that no. And that's not what the Deka is. That's obvious. That's explicit in the Mishnah. The Deka is that you could have read the Mishnah a different way, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is telling you that you can't read the Mishnah that way, and there's a reason you can't read the Mishnah that way. So in that sense, well, I think the Pshat is, it's what we call a Ha'avara. It's just a transfer from one sugya to the other. Much credit should be given to Tosos for an extremely incisive reading of the Mishnah, the text of the Mishnah. I know some people don't care about the reading of the text, but Tosos did. Okay. So, let's take a look at the Tosos. Shimon!
Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mazniti Nami Daiga, Chobi. V'im Tema, Ma'i Kamashmal Amar Nachman, Ha'ab. Harab Amar La'el,
So what is Rav Nachman? What is Rav Nachman? Well, I don't think he means Rav Nachman. He means Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Okay, not Rav Nachman the Pasuk like Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav said, "Zodir Yehuda ben Tema." So question number one is, what is he adding? This, what is Rav Nachman Yitzchak adding? Deka Masnisa Nami Deka. After all, Rav said that earlier in the sugya. Okay, next. The Ode. Yeah. If it's behedya, if it's explicit, why do you say deka? The Mishnah said, kol tanai she'efshel kaino, tanai is kayim. The mashma, efshel, I mean, again, it's an inference, but it's virtually black and white. It's not really a deka. So, kosas of the ikala neymar. So that already is an indication of the nefkarish tendencies of Tosas. Because Tosas is willing to say, oh, within the sugya, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak never heard. He never heard Rav Tavla Amarav, so that's why. Otherwise, he didn't have to say anything. Which really means that the sugya is not a continuous dialogue, but it's really two pieces put together. All Tosus doesn't say in this is to explain why Rav Nachman Yitzchak got put here. And the answer as a frying point to that is because it's taken from the Sugyan Gate, where Rav, Rav Tavla Marav, does not appear. Continue. It's not explicit. It just tells you it's Eshel HaKaimot to know his Kayim. The Mashpat Yeshel HaKaimot to know his Bakhan, but okay, it's not explicit. Avon.
The Havalel Mitzne.
No. What is that word? Ki? What's the next word?
It's not
incha. It doesn't make any sense. What is that word? Inach, which is a variant, I don't know why, of idach. In other words, like the other one in the Resha, right? The Resha tells you. The Resha tells you that kol masa mashakas of Torah t'nai baka. B'chol t'nai sheyesh masa t'nai baka. So you should have said, b'chol t'nai sheyesh l'kaimo t'sofo t'nai baka. Why instead does it shift? Right, that's just odd in the construction of the Mishnah. So it's shahava made the mistake kol sheyesh l'kaim t'nai baka as opposed to kol sheyesh l'kaim t'nai kaim ki'inoch the Resha like the other ones in the Resha. The Nira Lomar, I don't know if why, maybe you know why somebody wants to add the word Odin, but let's say Nira Lomar.
Nira Lomar, Rav Nachman, Hava Yada Lechad
Rav. He knew Rav, Rav Tavla Amar Rav, that Zod Divrei Yehuda Ben Beseira, Umefarej.
Umefarej Nira Rav, the Matitin Kamatzeh.
So he says, how does Rav know that the Mishnah really is Rav Yehuda Ben Beseira? Because there's another way of reading the Mishnah. The ha. No, that the line of kol she'efsha l'kaimo t'no kayam, that and b'mashma e'efsha l'kaimo t'no batel, that's a divrei kol. And it's going back to the Resha de Kartani. Okay, that's part A. So what Tosa says is that you could have read that A prime as being an explanation of A. In other words, Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah Tzino is Batel, because only a Tanai She'ef Shalakaimo can it be Kayim, but a Masna Masha Kasa B'Torah is Iyash Shalakaimo. And then, the Histalami Kilaso, which is the next part of this B prime, the Histalami Kilaso.
Histalami Kilaso, Nami Tani, Arisha Tani, Hoshe Yeshba Masha, Kilaso Tzino Abata.
Davka. Stop. So that's how you could have read the Mishnah. That A prime is an explanation of A, just as B prime is an explanation of B. And therefore, the Mishnah will not have spoken about an E-Esher Makaimo in the sense of physically impossible, but rather iyesha metaphysically, because it's inconceivable as opposed to impossible. Now, I will point out that this is an odd havamina. It's an odd havamina because you haven't seen this in the Gemara and Gittin yet, but in the Gemara and Gittin, which is more likely to be valid according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? Impossible or inconceivable? Well, there's a machlokas abayin rava within Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, amanasha kochli besat chazir, whether or not t'no batel t'no kayim. Rava says t'no kayim. Within Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra we're talking about. So, I ask you, which is less of a problem as a tanai, impossible or inconceivable? Inconceivable is less of a problem. But the way Tosas would like to have the Mishnah read here in the Havamina is that inconceivable is not even on the table. I'm sorry, that impossible is not even on the table. That would work, l'chulei alma. It's inconceivable. That would be a machlokes. Or that what the Mishnah is saying doesn't work. So it's the exact opposite of the way Rava takes it. Now, the maskana of Tosos, maskana of the Mishnah, is that it's irrelevant. Maskana of the Mishnah is that the inconceivable, again, depending on how you understand masa, masha, kasa, batola. Okay. Anyway, so Tosos continues. V'diyek, what was Rav Nachman by Yitzchak doing? V'diyek.
V'diyek,
it's the Atik Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Tiyam, so Rav Nachman is explaining how Rav knew that is actually what we did in the Seder, that it wasn't just A prime, is an explanation of A. Midiktani. No. Midiktani.
Call.
In other words, it says the call. She'ef shalom the kaim of the sofa. Yishum diktani, midiktani, call. The E. No, hello, havalei l'mitznei. Call. It should have said call. The transition word should not have been called. Ella.
Ella. V'im.
Instead of saying v'chol t'nai, sheish mas v'chol she'efshar l'kaimo b'sofo. This is the chazan. It should be v'im efshar l'kaimo. Because what would v'im imply?
Continuation.
It's the opposite. In other words, if you do it this way, it's no good. But if you do it that way, it's good. It would have been the opposite. So, Ella, it shouldn't have been lo havelin l'miskei kol, Ella v'im, efshar l'kayim v'besof v'zot v'chasot v'lo kayim. Ella.
Ella
v'ada,
sefer
milka,
v'afi nafshadim.
Okay. The sefer is a separate topic. V'shum chidush,
atola shvi'inon, imkein, v'adai, atola midah. Efshar in,
Efshar low. In other words, clearly it was coming to teach us some type of deed, and this would seem to be the obvious one, that if it's Efshar l'kaimo to know is batel, not Efshar of the Masa Masha Kasatur, but actually impossible, not the inconceivable. Okay. And then okay. Anybody know what Rashbam said? I know where to find Rashbam. I saw it, but when I was doing it, my eyes were swimming, so I couldn't figure out. I just can't remember what it is. It's actually, and I think the Chidushe, there's something, Kovet Shitas Kamoi. It is a Tosos Shantz, I think, who quotes the Rashbam. So we can go back. I took a little break. I was able to come back to other stuff, and I couldn't. I forgot to go back to look at that. But it's there. It exists. It's not nice to Tosos, because it's like a teaser. It's like, Rosh Ram says it's so ridiculous, I'm not going to write it. So these tells, I mean, it can be entertaining minimally. Yeah, Brian, comments?
That makes sense.
No. It was independent of that. That was, you know, this should have perked me up. It was like, I when I learned Tosis a couple of times, like, okay, come on, what did Rosh Ram say? So I have to go back and dig it out. If I remember, I'll dig it out and send it to you guys. Okay. Fine. So now, Amar of Nachman. So now let's go. So that's what Tosa says. If you go to the Ritva, he says, "Nisam Yarav again."
Okay.
into Mars, not far up or out, or out of the solar system, to cover the universe.
Abraisa Uma. Oh. So Ritva has to, you know, he doesn't fill out the last particular little piece of this. But he said, Ranathan Bar Yitzchak is commenting on Rav Nachman Amar Rav's Psach on the Braisa. And once they brought the Braisa, so they brought the rest of the stuff. And of course, well, where did they bring this from? And the answer is Gittin. I mean, is this piece of the city taken from Gittin? No. Where could it be taken from? A third hypothetical existing city in the base of Edish that got incorporated into Tulis Achmas. The point is that it is originally part of a separate sugya which doesn't contain the comments of Rav and Rav on the Mishnah. It's just a brisa on the Tosef, the commentary on this brisa. You have Rav's Tzach, and you have Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak observing that Masnisan Amideka, that it's that you have it in the Mishnah in Bava Metzia. Now, I am wondering as we're saying this whether that makes better sense or not. Is Masnisa Nami Beka used ever when it's not on the Mishnah that the discussion is taking place? You have to go and look. That might be the case, in which case it doesn't come from Gittin, but it's very odd. It undermines what the Ritva and Tosfos' first answer would have been. In other words, whenever the Gemara says Masnisa Nami Beka, isn't that usually our Mishnah? You could have said it's not Nami or something like that. In other words, sometimes we have a tiny nami hachim, but sometimes you also have, you know, utzan or something like that, telling us that this din is also found in the Mishnah. It was taught in the Mishnah. So I don't know. It is really odd. It's odd. Forget Tosis' question whether this is really a deka as opposed to being explicit. The same masnisa nami deka usually means our Mishnah. I think we have to do a very long search on that.
Masnisa versus other fractions.
Like Rashbag
and Masnisa.
What's that like, Rashbag? Right, yes, that is true. That is true, but that, I hear what you're saying. You mean our collection of the Mishnah as opposed to our local Mishnah. It's possible. I'd be very curious to see how you know, it went terminologically about us.
One search away.
What's that?
It's just one search away.
I know. It didn't fully sink in why it leaves me uneasy. Tosis is bothered by the deka part, but I'm bothered by something else. Now there is more focus on the deka. Go ahead. In Tomar. Zilkar Derab, what does that mean? It's an idiom it's important to recognize. Zil kar be'rab means like go to the kindergarten class, they'll teach it to you. It's so obvious. Kri be'rab means literally go read the pasuk in the Beis Medrash. And I might be actually Tinoko Shel Beis Rabba. Zil kar be'rab, this is what you learn as hit. You don't need the great lundus to make this deal. It's explicit. Zil kri be'rab. Like when there's a pasuk, so we don't need fancy metaphors. Brian, you say something? Okay. So Zil Kri Be'Rahu. The Hachim Taikya Masnisa. Yeah. It doesn't take a genius to make that beer from the Mishnah. All those children who finish their homework can go play basketball in the gym. It takes a genius to realize that if you haven't finished your homework, you can't play basketball in the gym. I mean, yes, you could say that's not true, but even those who haven't finished their homework, if they bribe the teacher with an apple, they can go to the gym or something else. But so it says, Misha says, any Tanai which is Asher L'Kaimah, the Tanai is Kaimah. Okay. And what about a Tanai Shi Asher L'Kaimah? Well, maybe some of those are Kaimah. I don't know. It seems pretty obvious. V'yishlomar. Ooh. So in other words, the Misha would have told you the Tanai is an invalid Tanai, but it wouldn't have told you what to do with the Maisa in that case. So therefore, v'halkamashmalan. And achayv and shekain. So you recall, I think so it's invalid. Now the Maisa crossed away. Kamash Malar and Nachman Yitzchak. I think I like that one better than Tosas, even though it's not as stark a reading of the Mishnah. As careful a reading of the Mishnah. Okay. Any questions about Friday's season? Okay, so let's take a look at it. Just read our Gemara and Gittin first, then we could read a little further out also. All right, so the Gemara and Gittin says the following, which we've really seen already. Which Gemara will later be medayik in the next sugya. Kazeh get implies that there are other similar cases which are not get. There's some tanoim which, if she doesn't fulfill, it's not get. But this one is kazeh get. This tanoim doesn't do it. And then he gives you a zeh klal. Now, pshat and zeh klal is not the way the Babli always takes it, or almost always the Rashas takes it. The Babli always tends to take zeh klal is to be marred by something else. You don't have to say zeh klal. You could have just said, you know, Amr Nihidim and Tema. Kol Tanai Shi Efshar. No, they could have just said, Amar Yudin Tema, Kol Tanai Shi Efshar, and the Kaim of the Sophist, and the Philosopher, and the Lachavig with Varn. It didn't have to say Tlal. Okay? So the fact is, Tlal is going to be marred by some other case that's similar to a Tanai Shi Efshar, the Kaim, but is not exactly a Tanai Shi Efshar, the Kaim. And that's going to be a Tanai that's about to have the Maisis of Kaim. Show me a question.
You keep saying Rami Huda Ben
Mathira. I'm sorry, Rami Huda Ben Tema.
You weren't the only one who did it, so I was wondering if, there is something I didn't know.
No, I'm sorry. Rehudim Tema is a less common time. I apologize. So scratch that always from the record of putting Rehudim Tema. You could have corrected me earlier, but I'm glad that you're down the fast course for me, but no. So then, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Amar Avalach Rehudim Tema, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Basis Nami Deka, the Tafani. Nachma Yitzchak, by the way, is fourth generation Amoran. He's a contemporary, I think, of Avayan Rava. So, Okay, so now let's take a look at one last thing, one last issue I wanted, which I really raised at the beginning of this year. Let's take a look at Tosas Dibar Masal Menashe Pali the Rakia in the Get. Tosas says Vasokwa Sapolim the Sofa Gasina and Mistaim Atana Heres a Get Lo Eno Get, which is really the Tosas. The Tema, not the way the Babli quotes it, but it's the way it's in our Tosefta. The Tema, Heich Yachol Lekaima. How is it possible? How is it possible to fly in the air, to go to the Rakia? How is it possible that you could say that you bought a waste in the words of saying that in the Skyim, Atanai Harezegah? So Tosa says, V'yesh lomar al yidei, the next word is shimmy, V'yesh lomar al yidei. Shame. What does that mean? Even if you didn't know some of the hechalot literature and the scholarly stuff around it, and some of the sources, you would know it from the Avodah of Yom Kippur. Chalu v'zel v'nel chalemo al roshiban al Rabbi Yishmael kain gadol nasnui nemo nahaskir es hashem la'alos la'adonemo v'as v'yatsah ha'zera me'es ha'lohemo. Tia Rabbi Yishmael Atzmo, v'hin kiras Hashem b'sivu din, v'ola l'morom, v'shal me'esa Yishmael b'shabadim. You wonder how I know that, okay? Because I have a nusach for that, a very dramatic nusach for Rabbi Abba, which is not decided. I don't know, it might be in the app actually. It might be there. I don't remember if I recorded it before. But. So, anyway, bottom line is that this is what we call is the term theurgic? It's a use of the divine names to accomplish things. You know some another Medrash also. I think you know the Medrash from Chin. Bilam. Right, Bilam did Tishuf and he was flying away. So what did Pinchas do? He got on the magic carpet, pronounced the Shem Hamforash, and he went flying after him. Right, so there is this idea. And by the way, if you want to understand, why is it, you know that they covered up the Shem, like the Shem Hamforash. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about how often they revealed it from one generation to another, like how often they used it, because they would use it to see in the Mikdash. Son of the Kohanim would not be it. Why were they so protective of the shame? Was it just that somebody shouldn't be master shame shemayim levatala? No, it's because this was up right for religious abuse. Yes, they didn't want people master shame levatala. They didn't want people trying to use that the ineffable name for magical purposes. It's, some have suggested that that's what a dishtamish mitag acholik means. We usually say in the shamish mitisa shlokoa, but if you look. There are Rishonim, I think, who said it actually gives such interpretation. Right? Because people would do this. We're not really into magic. We are, I assume, everybody in listening in Shir right now, and even Esa Sheri Nenupo, Imano Amid Hayom, do not really subscribe to magic. They don't subscribe to it. So, but you also know, by the way, not for going up, right? Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri, Hal Hargeni Yata Omer, according to the Midrashic tradition. Not the Pshat is Moshe Rabbeinu was a strong man. He took one whack and killed the Mitzri. Yachas HaMitzri, but the Medrash says he killed the Mitzri with a shin. Right?
Is there something between
shin
and
Hashem? No, I don't think so. So, anyway, that's what Tosafot says. Maybe she could go to the mom. She'll practice the usage of the Shem HaMefarash. I mean, frankly, if I was him and she did that, I would say, dear, you can have a full-fledged bet in anything you want from me. That's what I would be saying. Okay. So anyway, that's the first part of the question. It's the fun part, but not the interesting part. The problem, Rukiri tells you to look in Tosis in Chagiga, because when it says that Arbanef is in the Pardes, Tosis says Ayyubay Shame, but Tosis says there it was just in a vision in their head. It wasn't actually going anywhere, which then creates the problem. They won't accomplish anything here. We have enough midrashim that talk about the shame. And Rabbi Yishmael in El Esra, you could say, Lalos Ladanemo doesn't mean physically going up. But by Bilam and Pinchas, he's definitely flying in the air, which fits better with the Tosefta, not the way the Bavli quotes it, that's a tifachi ba'avi. And that you can do with the shame. That we know, that Pinchas established. Okay, but now we go on to this. Kasha Laharava Ben Ochanan, the Havale Limialif, Lemelef, Mitzai, Bene Gadu, Bene Ruben, Shri Alphalakaima. Why do we not learn from the Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain that Tanai is only binding if the Tanai is Esher L'Kaima? What was the Tanai B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, by the way? We keep talking about this, but... Yes, if they go in across the Jordan and serve as the vanguard, I learned that word when I was a child. I learned nothing in that, third grade, fourth grade. They were the vanguard. Okay, they would be the ones who would go first. They would go above and beyond. Right, there's no reason they should have had to have been the vanguard. It would have been enough for them to fight their equal share. Who cares where they get their land? But they volunteered to be the chalutzim. And if they would do that, then they would get the land that Moshe promised them. And if they didn't, then they would not get special consideration for that land. So going in chalutzim was a tnai she'ef shel kaimo. Namo she'ef shel kaimo. They did. So why don't we learn from that that just as if the Tanai has to be couple, he called them Lot, Tanai called them Lamaisa, it also has to be Esher Lakaima. Aval Hecha Shela Yucha Lakaima Kihacha Havan Lamaimar Da Aval Gat Nechnai Batel Maisa Kaim. Now, kihecha the alfina beperek mitzvah chalitza, it's really exubas to be inam shiuchole asa sayyidei shaleach. For tonight to be valid, the maisa has to be efshale asa sayyidei shaleach. That's why you can't do chalitza ala tonight. You can't do chalitza ala tonight because you can't have a shaleach for chalitza. Chalitza means the woman with her hands and the man with his foot must perform the act of chalitza. I cannot be a stand-in for some other guy who needs to do chalitza. He doesn't feel like going. You know, the point is the shaleach. Doesn't work. It's a mitzvah shel gufo, and the Gemara says, well, anything that less up the shlichus is less ayudei tonight. Which is why the Gemara says, that's why tzai works by kiddushin, by kesef and shtar. The Gemara then asks the question, well, how can you ever make a tzai by kiddushin biyah, which you can. And the answer the Gemara gives is, itzkish havayis ladavi. On its own, it would have been impossible, but here it's a gzeres akasif, that you can do kiddushin biyah tonight as well. But in principle, you shouldn't have been able to. The Tosa says, why not say the same thing here? And that was, Tosis is assuming, I don't know if the Gemara states it explicitly, that the way we know that is by the square being got a Meiruven. I guess they got a Meiruven, could have hired other soldiers. They could have hired the Wagner group in order to, you know the Wagner group is? Do you know the Wagner group is?
Yeah. Russian mercenaries.
The Russian mercenaries who go commit acts of terrorism all over the world. Many of them are fighting in Ukraine now. They got a Meiruven could have hired the Wagner group and done. And it would work, sensibly. So therefore, you can do it, you can have it tonight. But if it's Yesha Lekaima, or Yesha Yedishaleach, so you can't. Now, what Tosis is, I'm more interested in Tosis' question than Tosis' answer, although the answer is interesting also. Tosis' question assumes what? What is Tosis? And it would seem to be clear in the Gemara. Yes. No, dafka not. See, firstly, the Chachamim say it works. The Chachamim say it works. Yeshu l'chaimah is still a valid tonight, and means the ma'aser will be bata. But even Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says that the reason it doesn't work is why? Because it's eno ela k'mafliga b'dvarim, not because it's not kipta yon of b'nei ruvein. So it sounds like it's Tosis' question and his answer assume that it's not part of the Mishpat HaTanan. Tosis answers, V'yishomai b'hasam le'yafinan ela sh'hamaisi yochol le'yasu sayyidei shaliach. Aval tnai in lachosh im lo yuchol le'yasu sayyidei shaliach o inu yochol le'yasu sklal. Doesn't matter if a tnai cannot be done through a shaliach or the maisa is yaf sayyidei shaliach. It doesn't matter if the tnai is yaf sayyidei shaliach or it's yaf sayyidei shaliach. It doesn't matter. It has to be that the maisa has to be Efsha Lesayim, and it has to be Efsha Ayyidei Shalilach. One might even say, by the way, that that's why Masa Mashakasa Ketora doesn't work. Because the Maisa is Efsha. The Mekadosh and Isha, by definition, you can't have Kiddushin without the Chiyah Sher Tzitzvahona. You can't have Kiddushin without a Zika Meyimah in the appropriate circumstances. You can't have a Mecha without an Ar. You can't have a Halva, which Shvias isn't Nishan Tatsu. So, in effect, it's precisely because it's a maisa that's yasha. Whatever. Okay. So, anyway, I don't have to go that far for those. The bottom line is, Tosa says that the requirements of Esha and the requirements of Shaliach, Esha Yidei Shaliach, do not apply to the Tznan. They only apply to the maisa. So, according to Tosa, though, the Esha of the Kaimo here in the Machlokas of Tanayim, nobody holds that it's based upon the Mishpat HaTanayim. Everybody agrees that in theory it could be a tonight, and we're just governing, we're trying to attempt to figure out what was your intent. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, of course he meant to give her the get. I'm giving her a hard time. It's giving her a hard time. And the Chachamim hold whatever they hold. They hold either that we think maybe you were serious, it's your way of saying, I don't want to give you the get. Or they would say that, you know, there's a formalistic issue here that if you're tonight, cannot contradict the Varun Shabbalev. Ephraim, you're going to say?
Yes,
what's that? I'll close just by mentioning something that Brian brought to my attention, which I'm not really quite sure how to process, is that the Rambam describes in Parak Vav Hilchos Ishus the various Mishpat HaTanayim, or the various requirements for Tanayim. And then, when he quotes the Shitas of Gaonim, I think it was Halacha Yudalit, the Gaonim said that Mishpat HaTanayim do not apply by Dinim Amanos. And the Rambam says, I don't think that makes any sense, because we learned the Mishpat HaTanayim from Tanayim Gadam Bnei Ruvain, and that was Dinim Amanos. At least that's what the Rambam says. One could dispute whether that's a classic Dinim Amanos or not, but that's what the Rambam says. And he just mentions on Passan that all four, that the four things were learned from Tanaikot of Eruvin, which was Tanaikot of Eruvin, love, Tanaikot of Lemaisa, and Hesher Lekaima. So the Rambam seems to understand somehow that in fact it is learned. It is learned from Mishpatei HaTanai, from Tanaikot of Eruvin. It is one of the Torah that's learned from Tanaikot of Eruvin. In which case, where's the Rambam getting it from? So Ephraim suggested, maybe this is both of you, that it's based upon the fact that the Gemara reads differently than the Tosefta. Tosefta says, "Lo niskaven ela lafliga b'dvarim." Here it says, "Eino ela tuma fliga b'dvarim." A language which the Rambam quotes when he quotes the Yeshua Lekaimo earlier, Parak Vav, some halacha before you about it. So the Rambam does quote the rationale of the Gemara, but maybe it's tuma fliga b'dvarim. In other words, it's not that for sure. It's not necessarily dependent on kavana. It might be because typically when you offer a Tanai Shiyash Shalakaimo, it's because you're not really serious about the Tanai. So regardless of what your intent is, it's Kemathliga B'Tarim, it's a formal required it's part of Mishpatei HaTanayim, and therefore the Tanai is Batel and the Maisa is Tanai. Okay.